Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb. And a Bay County woman is facing felony charges following an alleged social media threat tied to Saginaw Valley State University. 26-year-old Jada Beth Scheel was arraigned this week in Saginaw County District Court on a charge of making an intentional threat to commit violence against a school employee or student. Bond was set at $250,000. Authorities say the investigation began after university police became aware of what was described as a nonspecific threat posted online involving the campus. An arrest was made the same day the threat was reported. Court records show Scheel is currently being held pending further proceedings. Officials have not released additional details about the alleged post or what any students or staff were directly targeted. University officials previously said there was no ongoing danger to the campus community following the arrest. The case remains under investigation as it moves through the Saginaw County court system. And when we come back from this Jake's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Spring is finally here, which means summer is right around the corner. Now's the time to ask yourself, is your air conditioner ready? Because when the heat hits, the last thing you want is an air conditioner that can't keep up. Making it the perfect time for a spring tune-up, service, replacement, or a brand new Lennox cooling system installation. Lennox cooling systems are built for comfort, efficiency, and reliability. Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling has you covered, making sure your home stays comfortable and summer ready. Beat the heat before it beats you. Schedule your Lennox cooling system tune-up now.
This is Jake from Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Call us today for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Yes, we do it all. Stop by our shop just south of M142, M19 intersection at 980 South Hubley Road or call us 989-269-6638.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with your local news, two former and current members of the Imlay City Police Department are facing charges following an investigation into the arrest of a 17-year-old at the Eastern Michigan Fairgrounds last summer. The case centers on a July 26, 2025 incident in which officers responded to reports of an intoxicated teenager causing disturbances at the fairgrounds before attempting to transport him home. Body camera footage released through the Freedom of Information request shows former officer Terry Priest inside a patrol vehicle with a handcuffed teen who repeatedly struck his head against the divider inside the cruiser. After warning the teen several times, Priest deployed pepper spray when the teen continued the behavior. The video later shows the teen struggling to breathe and complaining he could not see while officers attempted to restrain him and maintain control of the situation. Video from the scene also shows Sergeant Sean Leathers confronting the teen as emergency crews arrived. Investigators say Leathers appeared to use a knee strike during the encounter, while Priest later used a taser after warning the teen not to kick medical personnel. Following a review by the Michigan State Police, John Miller authorized charges earlier this year. Priest is charged with a felony count involving unlawful taser use, while Leathers faces a misdemeanor assault and battery charge. The defense attorney, Mark Curtis, argues the video does not support claims of criminal assault and says any force used was justified under the circumstances. Priest reportedly resigned from the department shortly after the incident and is listed in court records as representing himself. Leathers remains employed with the department in an administrative role. Meanwhile, leadership changes have also taken place within the department, with former Chief Brett Selby no longer serving in the position, and interim Chief Charles Rushton recently appointed as permanent chief. Rushton said he reviewed the footage and decided against placing Leathers on administrative leave while the case proceeds through the court. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.